Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Well, we saw last winter what a great basketball season Landon Wheatley had for the Rock Ridge Rockets, and it's nice to see him out for football here in the fall of 2023. So tell us a little bit about going out for football your junior year, Landon Wheatley. What about that decision?
Yeah, all my close buddies are out for it, and I didn't play my sophomore season, and I really missed it. And Coach Henry, Coach Graves, all of them talked me back into doing it pretty much, and it's been a very good decision.
Yeah, tell us about the adjustment of coming back in. So played freshman year, didn't play sophomore year, and do you feel kind of you've been able to get back into the swing of things? At least statistically, it looks like you are.
Yeah, it's honestly been better. Like, I've gotten right back in. It's comfortable. Feels like I didn't even miss a year.
How do you like the receiver position? You caught a touchdown in week one on a pretty dynamic play, and then had a nice touchdown reception this past Friday night down in Lexington.
Yeah, I love it. It's pretty fun. It's my favorite position I've played. Played quarterback my freshman year, but this year they got me to come out for receiver, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah, so what is an adjustment like for you then? You know, your last experience playing quarterback, and then you move to receiver. What's that been like for you?
It's been pretty easy. It's easier to read the fields and stuff, and I don't know. It's been a pretty good adjustment. It's pretty fun.
And then your defensive role, speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, they got me playing cornerback and maybe a little bit of safety here and there, but I love that too. It's pretty fun and not too hard, but I don't know. It's kind of similar to playing defense and basketball and stuff. It's pretty fun.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, the last time we kind of spoke to you was late in the basketball season, really late in the basketball season last year. It was following the super sectional. You know, you sustain that, I believe, ankle injury in the super sectional, and you miss out playing the state tournament. Apparently the injury is healed pretty well if you're out playing high school football. How are you doing there?
Yeah, I mean, it's healed pretty well, healed pretty fast, faster than I thought, but you know, it doesn't really bug me anymore, and I feel 100%.
All right, so what type of summer basketball season did you have coming off of the injury? Tell us a little bit about that.
I played all or most of it. It took me about, I think I played AAU like 4 weeks later after the injury. And then obviously summer with the school team and Coach Harris, and that all went pretty good.
So how tough was it for you last year not to play in that state tournament after the brilliant game you played in the super sectional? It's terrible of me to ask you that again, probably. Yeah, so I apologize.
A lot of people ask me, but yeah, it was probably one of the tougher things I've had to do. But yeah.
So that'll make you more hungry for this year basketball season wise. What have you noticed about the change with coaching at Rock Ridge? So you've had a chance to work this past summer with Jordan Harris, and I know a lot of Rock Ridge kids were familiar with him through the AAU circuit. So how did summer basketball go for the Rockets?
It went really good. We looked really good, tough, solid. Not a lot. We didn't really skip a beat. You know, not a lot of change. It's pretty good. Coach Harris is pretty good.
All right. Well, it's been great to see you through the first 2 weeks playing high school football, having an impact. And we'll see you Friday night as the Rockets take on Riverdale. Nice going. Keep up the good work.
Yep. See you there. Thank you, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.